This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. voters have reportedly turned out for the polls today in historic numbers for a national non-presidential election, widely seen as a referendum on the first 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. Hot contests abound as Republicans try to hold on and Democrats try to acquire the control of the legislative branch. One of the hotbeds, Florida, where U.S. Congressman Ron DeSantis is running for governor as a Republican.
I worked hard. I mean, I think we really worked hard. I think we did as much as can be done, and I'm happy with letting the chips fall where they may.
His neck-and-neck opponent is Andrew Gillum, the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida.
Us winning tonight, I think, will send a message to Mr. Trump and Mr. DeSantis as well, that the politics of hatred and of division, of separation, that they've come to an end. At least in this election, that's what we're going to show.
A University of Florida professor expects 40 million Americans to have cast ballots early or to do so today. A 45% turnout would be the highest for such an election in 50 years. Radio Free Europe reports today that the Ukrainian prosecutor general Yuri Lutsenko has told Parliament he will offer his resignation amid public outrage over the handling of an investigation into an acid attack that killed anti-corruption activist Katerina Hadzuk. The corruption activist was attacked and died Sunday in a hospital where she was being treated for burns from the July 31st attack. A dramatic homemade video was released of Ms. Hadzuk from her hospital bed, imploring officials to focus their attentions on the corruption in the police department in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, where she worked as an advisor to the mayor. She also reported on the presence of pro-Russian forces still active in the Kherson region. Police detained five people in the case, including the alleged attacker. This is VOA News. French security agents have arrested six people on preliminary terrorism charges for allegedly plotting to attack French President Emmanuel Macron. According to a French judicial official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the allegations, intelligence reports detained the six in three widely scattered regions, including the Alps, Brittany, and near the Belgian border. He said the plan to target the French president appeared to be vague and unfinalized, but violent. The suspected plot was uncovered days before President Donald Trump and dozens of other world leaders are due in France for commemorations this weekend of the signing 100 years ago of the end of World War I. Facebook is admitting it played a role in the genocide against the Rohingya people of Myanmar. Last August, UN investigators accused the social network of being slow and ineffective in tackling how it was being used to spread hatred among the country's Buddhist population against the minority Rohingya. In doing so, it contributed to the commission of atrocity crimes. The report recommends Facebook create a rigorously enforced human rights policy while clamping down on hate speech. The special representative of the Secretary General for Children and Armed Conflict says a chief benefit of peace in South Sudan is the likelihood that a great many child soldiers will be freed and reintegrated into their communities. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Special Representative Virginia Gamba was present during the Khartoum peace process in South Sudan 3 weeks ago. She visited the camps where she met and talked with child soldiers. All of this, she says, has convinced her that prospects for the separation and release of children are very high.
The fear I have is that the amount of children that will be released in the next few months are such that UNICEF and partners will not have enough resources.
Gamba is appealing to the international community to provide aid agencies with the money they need to reintegrate the child soldiers into their communities so they can be given a fresh start. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said Tuesday his government has more information about the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and that it will be likely making the evidence public after investigations of his death have been completed. UN Office for the High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamandasani.
In order to carry out an effective investigation to determine exactly what happened, clearly he was murdered, but was there torture as well? Was there an attempt at enforced disappearance? All of this needs to be established.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.